Hi, you have reached Birch Heating and Cooling. Please leave your name, number, and a brief.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Bert. It's Nadine with Local Splash.
Yes.
How are you?
Good, good.
Is this a good time for you?
Yeah, yeah. Let's take care
okay.
of it real quick.
Okay.
Get my cart ready.
All
let's
right.
Let's take the payment and then I'll.
And then, yeah, I could probably get you through within about 10 minutes. So, what's the name on the card that you're using?
It should be Lembert, L-E-M-B-E-R-T.
L-E-M-B-E-R-T. And the last name?
T-H-A-N-A-N-E.
Okay, T-H-A-N-A-N-E.
Correct.
Okay. And is there a middle initial or just the first and last name?
No, just first and
okay.
last name.
And what's the billing address for that card?
This one is 5631
okay.
Southeast 10th Street.
And that's coming up showing as Gresham, Oregon 97080?
Correct.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover? Okay.
Visa.
And what's the card number when you're ready?
It is 4420-2709-7355-8441.
Expiration month and year?
Month is 8, year is 26.
And the CVV code on the back?
624.
I'm going to put a security question on your account to protect it, and you could choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do pet's name.
Pet's name. And what was your first pet's name?
Ducati. D-U-C.
Ducati?
Yep. Like the motorcycle.
I was just going to say. D-U-C-A-T-I, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to do before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through this 90-second voice verification recording, and it's for your protection. It's just going to outline your service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you, as I mentioned, that we send in writing with your invoice. Now, Bert, when I'm walking you through it, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, you stop me so I can review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want
okay.
to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Now, is there anyone else that you want to authorize on your account to make changes in the event you couldn't call in to make the change?
No.
Okay. Now, I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
Burt's Heating and Cooling, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Lembert Tanun, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Sorry, my headset was dying here. I was plugging in. Now, to get results as fast as possible, Bert, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may get calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And sometimes we know you're in the middle of a job, you can't pick up the call. Just respond within 24 business hours. We always want to keep that open line of communication, okay? Now, I want you to be aware that you might also get calls from other companies that might try to sell you, you know, a type of online product. They are not associated with us. We're not going to ask you to spend more money. I would say get into the habit of always asking what's my security question, because if at any time someone hangs up on you, you know for a fact it wasn't us calling.
Okay?
Okay? Okay.
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean?
So what that means is we're not saying you can't do other marketing, right? We're just saying that before mm-hmm. you do, just give us a call and just say, hey, this is what I'm planning on doing. We're just going to reference it and make sure that it's not a service that we're already providing, because we just don't want you investing more money if it's not needed.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Yep.
So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is January 24th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, as I mentioned, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that would mean, Bert, is that your second payment will be charged on the 24th of February, 2025, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 24th day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. And I'm going to text you that number right now, but I'm going to read it to you first. Now, that number is 877-635-6225. Now, that number you will call if you need to make changes, if you need to cancel, if for some reason you're going out of the country and you need to pause it for a few months, you're going to call that number. We ask that if you need to pause or cancel the account, just please make sure that you at least call 3 business days before that billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge. And we simply part as friends, okay? Now, our hours of operation, this text that I'm sending to you, is showing that our hours of operation are Monday through Friday from 7 to 4. Okay, we're on the same time zone. And okay. I want you to save that 877 number in your contacts. I just sent it to you via text. Did you get it?
Okay. Let me check.
Okay, take a look.
No, I did not.
Okay, I sent it to the 503-893-0021.
Oh, let me check on that one. That's the other office number.
Okay, what number do you want me to be always texting? Like if we send you a text, what number do you prefer?
That one should be fine. That one should be fine.
Okay. You almost sound like my brother-in-law. He's got like 2 phones. One's for work because he's a sheriff. The other one's personal. Okay.
Yeah,
so
I did receive it.
So now remember that I want you to save that in your contacts under Local Splash, the phone number. Okay.
Okay. So whenever you have contacts with me, this is the number that's going to pop up.
It's not always, we're going to call you from an 877 number, right? But sometimes, like, if I called you, what happens is we have, it's called a voiceover internet. So, like, when I call you, it's a different phone number that shows, like a local number.
Uh-huh.
You always want to call our 877 number to reach our either customer service department. If you had to call me, because you're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say you needed to call me because you need to get a hold of somebody. Right?
Right?
And you couldn't wait.
Uh-huh.
You could always call me, Bert. I can't make the change, but I can get the message sent over to them. So if you look at my emails, my extension is 623.
Okay?
Same 877 number. Because if you call the number on your caller ID right now, what's going to happen is you'll reach customer service, right?
Okay.
You'll still reach our customer service, but I always say lock in the 877 number so that way you never lose it. Okay?
So as of right now, we're looking at, so today's fee plus another month, and then if I decide to cancel after that, then we could cancel.
Yes, I would say call. Okay. Make sure that you at least call 3 business days before the billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge. Okay?
I just wanted to
Other than that, if you don't call to cancel, then every 24th of the month, you know it's just going to automatically renew at the $299. Mm-hmm. That price, there's no taxes. Hidden charges, nothing like that. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to be updating the package and processing the payment. I did want to let you know that finance actually sent me a message. They wanted me to congratulate you on your new business, but they did want me to extend something to you. So they have a way where you could save a little bit more money, right? And these are just options. So if you look at it like this, you're committing to us for 2 months, right? You're making that investment mm-hmm. with us, paying monthly. If you look at it like this, let's say you paid each month for 3 months, right? And then and you're paying like this investment plus $299 over the course of 2 months, let's just say. At the end of those 3 months, you've invested $996 with us. They offer mm-hmm. you 3 months prepaid at $700. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you a little bit more of a savings, but it's something that they offer to you. Because even if you look at it like this, just because I'm a numbers girl, so you're paying $398. The following month, you're paying $299. So your investment is $697.
Mm-hmm.
If you're paying $700 prepaid, you're getting 3 months as opposed to sticking with the 2 months. It's an option,
right.
Okay? Even if it's something you don't do now, it is something that is available to you. We also okay. offer 6 months for $1,300, and the year is $2,500. So it gives okay. you significant savings. I think, like, when you pay for the year, you're saving, like, $1,100. When you pay for the 6 months, you're saving, like, almost $600. So
mm-hmm.
those are options. If you're ever interested in those, if you don't do it now, you can always hit me up later and say, hey, Nadine,
yeah.
I want to take you up on that offer. Okay?
Yeah, because I think there's there's a bunch of people that want to invest right now. Like, the
mm-hmm.
county up here wants to invest in small businesses and stuff. I think I'm going to reach out to them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so they're offering me like $4,000 or $5,000 towards advertisement and stuff.
Wow.
So I think I'll keep that in mind though. Definitely if I could prepay.
Yeah, keep that in mind.
Then I will talk to them and see, hey, are you guys still willing to
invest?
Are
you interested
deposit
it in my account so I can move forward,
yeah.
you know?
Right.
And that would be good because when you think about it like this, if they're looking to invest in you, it's not really money out of your pocket, right?
No, it's not.
You're making
yeah.
that investment and if it benefits you, it's a win-win for you.
Yeah,
that's
it,
awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
You should look into that. Good for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's surprising.
So, yeah, there's like
programs out there
that. Yeah. And then there's like another program for minorities.
Really?
That they're doing the same offer. Yeah. So there's like a lot of different programs out here.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like California doesn't have as many. I mean, I mm-hmm. haven't heard of many different programs. It's kind of sad because, you know, especially
yeah.
when you're a small business and even being
mm-hmm.
a minority, you know what I mean? It's like, you kind of struggle a little bit more than others, right?
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
Money,
no, it
know?
Does. You know,
so,
it's like, you know, it's who you know and not what you know, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean,
you know, my husband.
That's when it comes down to minorities.
My husband's
yeah.
a quarter Native American, but we have one of our friends. She's half Yaqui, and she
mm-hmm.
works for a program. And she says, do you know that your husband's kids can get money for their schooling? And I said, but there's a big old deal about his mom's tribe.
Yeah.
They don't have a chief and everybody's fighting to be the chief or whatever. It's like a big old political thing. But anyways, she was saying, you know, Nadine, he could, his kids could get money at least for school. And I said, really? Because my husband has a roll card. We didn't even know. We just barely
yeah.
found that out. So
yeah.
it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Right.
It just, you know, I mean, it's just looking for it, right?
Yeah.
yeah.
No kidding. Now,
yeah.
I'm just updating the package here. I probably just need like maybe 5 or 7 more minutes. We'll be all done.
Perfect.
How does your schedule look for Monday for your client interview? What I'm going to do is block out an hour. And the interview, you don't need to be in front of a computer. They're basically going to verify all the information you and I went over, discuss with you the keywords, the Facebook ads. So I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. But remember, it could take about 30 or 40 minutes or maybe even a little bit longer. So you let me know what time works for you so I can look at my calendar for Monday. I'm sorry, hon, your phone cut out. Did you say 1 o'clock?
Yeah, let's try for 1 o'clock. I have a service call. Monday morning, and I'm going to be in a spot area. Let's try to
shoot for one.
If I don't need to be in front of a computer or anything.
Yeah, no, you don't. So listen, let me put you down for 1 o'clock. You're going to get an email from me. It's a calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we're going to be calling you between 1 and 2 o'clock on Monday. It'll be from
Perfect.
An 877 number. So Bert, just make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason we called you, you need 5 or 10 more minutes. Listen, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes?
Okay.
We will call you right
Perfect.
Back. I don't want you to miss
Perfect.
The appointment. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, just a couple of things I want to go over with you as far as your services. Okay. But first off, let me do this. What's the phone number that should be appearing for the business? Because the one that I see on your Google business profile, let me go back to it, is, where'd it go? Hold on, I just had it. It's the 503-893-0021. That's the one that should be showing for the business, right?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Okay. Is there a different number that you prefer us to contact you on?
No, that one should be fine.
That one's perfect. Okay.
Because if there's nobody to pick it up, it forwards it to my personal cell phone.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Now, let me do this. And then, so I just want to make sure that's correct. All right. Perfect. All right. Now, under your services, okay, obvious is HVAC. Anything specifically that you want me to notate here, like install, service, maintenance, what do you want me to put?
I mean, is it based off of keywords like heating and cooling?
Well,
service?
I want to kind of give them the gist of it, like what the basic ones are, and then they're going to go over way more with you in detail. So like if you told me, Nadine, hey, I also do some plumbing or I do some electrical,
yeah,
you know what I mean? I want to kind of know those things.
Yeah, I just do just straight heating and air conditioning. Service,
okay.
And I install new equipment. I replace,
okay.
You know what I mean? Install, replace new equipment.
Do you do any service calls?
Yeah, I do a lot
okay.
of service calls. That's how we've been filling in our days is a lot of service
nice.
Calls.
Nice! Especially
yeah.
with this weather, right?
Especially
How's your guys'
up here, yeah.
Right
it's, yeah, up here it's cold. Yeah, we're
is
in the
it?
30s at night.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh. I won't tell you what we're having right now. Like yesterday was like 81.
We
had a lot of fires too. Kind
yeah,
of crazy.
Yeah,
huh?
We saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're licensed and insured or in
yes.
the process?
Nope. Licensed and insured.
And now your Facebook
and bonded.
Page. Perfect.
Yeah.
Now the Facebook page, remember.
Oh yeah.
I need you to open up a personal Facebook. You don't need to have pictures. You don't need to have friends
okay.
on there. You're just going to open up the personal Facebook page, and then what you're going to do is send us the link. You could text it to me if you want or give it to the technician on Monday, and that way we can create your business one, okay? So
okay.
this way you have the ownership to it. And
okay.
then you also have an option, even if you don't do it now, but let's say later on down the road you want a tracking number. So right now it's your physical phone number that shows on there, right? If you ever
mm-hmm.
want to add in a tracking number, it doesn't cost you anything, but the tracking number is linked to your phone, and it comes with an app that you download from the app store. That way you can track your calls or your messages. You don't have
okay.
to do that now, but if you ever want, just know that that's an option for you, okay?
Okay.
And do you want me to put you just within a 15-mile radius of Facebook ads? Those will reach up
let's,
to 50 if you wanted.
Let's go 30 miles, and then obviously,
okay.
you know what I mean? We can,
if you need to increase
turn
it
to down.
50, or if you need to bring it down further, you know, like drop it down to 15, that's okay. So for now, I'll put it for 30. When we
yep.
communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Let's do phone and email.
Phone and email. Okay.
Yeah.
And what are your hours of operation? They're currently showing as Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. Saturday and Sunday
yep.
is closed. Okay.
Yep.
And what are the forms of payments that you take?
Right now it's cash. Square.
Oh, good.
That's kind of it. I stopped taking checks. People bounce
okay.
checks on me.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm
not really bumped.
Really...
I mean, they stop payment. Like, as soon as I deposit,
like,
they stop payment.
Yeah. Or they forget sometimes that they got to add the money in there, and then you go, and then you're like, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, it costs us you more, and it's a pain.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so cash, and I'm going to put credit debit, because you have the...
Yep.
The Square. That's really good. Square is such a good one, because it helps you track everything, even for your taxes. What about Zelle? Do you ever do Zelle?
I have before, but I stopped doing it because I bank with a credit union.
Oh, okay.
They're not going to utilize Zelle anymore.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. There's an email that came out that says starting in March or something like that, that they're going to stop.
No way. Well, Square, I think, is plenty for you. It's really good option.
Yeah, I think Square is good. Like, everybody try to do, what's that, Cash App and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it gets complicated because there's money in different,
you
know what I mean? Like, I'm receiving it different ways.
I think so, too. I think just, like, keep it simple. You know what I mean? I really, really do.
Yeah.
Keep it simple. Now, there's just two things that we need to go over, and then we're all done. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
So, go to your text messages. Because we sent it to your email, too. But go to your text messages, because it might be faster for you to find it. I need you to find the one that says initial invoice.
Initial.
I know that there's probably a lot of messages and emails you've gotten. So if you want to read them off to me, then I'll tell you which one it is.
Well, I see one that says client dashboard. User, I see that.
Not
one.
That one. What's
and
the next
one?
One?
It says, to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require additional information to proceed further. Please
reply. That's a good
email.
One to read right now. So this one, what I would suggest to you is, send us the photos that are listed on there. Some of them you might not have. Don't worry about it. But I would say we always like to be one step ahead of the game, right? Let's say for some reason, just for some reason, Google's like, oh, we need to verify them. We're not calling you to bug you for this stuff. If you could send us a picture of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle, your business license, your insurance, we give you a list. Send us the photos that you can, and whatever you don't have, don't worry about it, Bert. Okay? And there's a link there that you can upload them to. We keep them in the back office. They're not going to post anywhere online. Okay?
Okay.
Now, there should be another one either before or after that. It'll say initial invoice, and it might say, like, welcome, Lembert.
In the text message, right?
Yeah. It'll say, welcome, Lembert. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Or what's the next one after that that you see?
It says, choosing Local Splash, we send a copy of your invoice email.
Yes, that's the one.
On file.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. Do you see where it says click here
to
accept your subscription terms? So you're going to click on that. Now it's going to open up a page that'll say at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. Are you on that page?
I see it. Yep,
I am. I need you to scroll towards the bottom. In the middle on the left, it'll say mobile phone, and it'll have your phone number there.
Okay,
look for that.
Mobile phone.
Okay.
Yep, because I agree for text messages sent.
Yeah. And now that's a text message from us. So, like, if we call you, we might send you a text saying, hey, we gave you a call.
Okay.
Call us when you get a chance. Okay? So you're going to click in the box that you agree to receive text messages from us.
Yep.
You're going to click on the other box below it because you're saying that it's your name on the card that you provided for the payment.
Yep.
And then at the very bottom where it's asking you to sign, Bert, you're going to type your name exactly as it reads there. Lembert, and then I don't want to mess up your last name.
Yep. No worries.
Is it Tanani?
Oh, here you go.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Tanane? Or how do you pronounce it?
Tanan.
Tanan? Okay.
Yeah.
What ethnicity is that? Do you mind if I ask?
Lao.
Okay. Lao, like near Vietnam, Thailand, out there?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay, cool. Now, when you type in your name, right, you just put your first and last name exactly as it reads there. You don't have to put the date because it's already there, and just click on the confirm signature. Now, it should open up a page telling you to put a username and password. Let me know when you see that. Okay.
I see that now.
Now, I'm going to go over this with you. Your username is going to be your 503 number. No dashes altogether. So put your username as your phone number.
Okay.
And it's in the text that I sent you with our phone number. But I'm going to read it to you anyways. Now, your password, password here, let me grab it. Where'd it go? Well, I just had the password. You are, if you have questions, verified. I got that. Stand by. Where is the password? How come it didn't give me the password? Hold on. It's they're probably going to send you the password in about 5 days. Let me see if I can pull it up for you, though.
Okay.
Because usually the password will be a password that we generate for you, and then you can update it within 5 days to a password of your choice. But give me 1 second. See if I could try to retrieve it for you. If not, you'll get it within 5 days, or the technician will give it to you on Monday.
Okay.
But this is where you would go in, okay, to track your results with us, okay, where you could see the calls that you're getting, view your keywords, and so forth. You'll be able to track it through all of that. Let me see if it gives me. Yeah, it's not giving me the password. They're going to create it. So I would say you'll probably get another text from us with the password, okay?
Okay.
But just always know your username's your phone number. Now, the last thing, on Monday, we're going to be calling you from an 877 number. Make sure you answer all calls within that hour. I will be the one, I'm going to try to make myself available. If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'm going to be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, they're going to call you directly, and I'll send you a reminder an hour before the interview. Starting from Monday, okay, we're going to get moving here. Within 5 to 7 days, the business Facebook page is created, and you're listed in the directories, and you can start logging in and tracking your results. 7 to 14 days is when your ads are up and running, your Facebook ads, and those can also start generating phone calls for you. Now, what we're always going to state in our terms and conditions is that the first page placement on Google, we're always going to tell you 45 to 60 days. However, I have seen many, many times where it has happened sooner. Now, what you're going to do, and the technician will help you, you're going to add us on as managers to the Google business profile because you continue being the owner. So this way we can optimize it. So, Bert, there's a possibility that it could happen sooner, but I'm still going to tell you 45 to 60 because I would rather under-promise and over-deliver. Okay?
Right.
Now, we'll notify you as each step is being completed, so you'll be in the loop. All right?
Right.
And I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am super, super excited for you. And that concludes everything. Just make sure that you create the personal Facebook page, okay?
Yep.
So that's your homework for this weekend.
All right.
Okay? All right, Bert. So we will talk to you on Monday, okay? And save your receipt for your tax purposes because it's a write-off. All right.
Yep.
Have a beautiful and blessed weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.